This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
A culture of corruption and greed. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Wednesday, March 13. Thanks for joining us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Federal prosecutors have detailed a scam in which dozens of wealthy parents used bribes and bogus athletic achievements to get their kids admitted to elite colleges.
As more countries ground the Boeing 737 MAX jet, the CEO of the company is reassuring President Trump of its safety, but some lawmakers aren't so sure.
More than 700 death row inmates in California are spared for now. Governor Gavin Newsom is stopping the death penalty against voters' wishes.
And Democrats struggling to unify in the early goings of the 116th Congress.
It is a divide that reflects the other splits that we're seeing in the first couple months of the new Congress. You have a small number of outspoken progressives, and they're exerting quite a bit of power, reflective of that kind of is much more significant than their numbers in the caucus.
Josh Krauss-Haar says Democrats are failing the tolerance test. He explains how in about 7 minutes. 50 people have been charged in the largest ever college admissions scam in which federal prosecutors say there was cheating on the SAT and ACT exams and parents paying coaches huge sums of money to fake their kids' athletic credentials. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are among those charged. One New York law firm co-chairman allegedly paid $75,000 to an admissions consultant so his daughter could fly to Los Angeles and take the ACT in a private room last December, accompanied by a proctor who had been paid to correct her errors. FBI Special Agent Joe Bonavolanta in Boston.
This is not a case where parents were acting in the best interests of their children. This is a case where they flaunted their wealth, sparing no expense, to cheat the system so they could set their children up for success with the best education money could buy.
The schools, including Yale, Georgetown, and Stanford, are not targets of the probe, and no students have been charged. Online, Ms. Huffman's daughter has come under fire. Her Instagram is flooded by comments critical of her enrollment at the University of Southern California. Things are getting worse for Boeing in the wake of a second deadly crash of its 737 MAX jet in the past 5 months. Yesterday, Australia, Malaysia, and Singapore suspended the plane's operations, joining China, Indonesia, and several carriers in South America. Then, European regulators jumped in, forcing some planes to return to their airports mid-flight. In addition, several lawmakers in Washington want the planes grounded, including Senators Elizabeth Warren, Richard Blumenthal, Dianne Feinstein, and Mitt Romney.
Out of an abundance of caution and, frankly, common sense, it makes sense to ground aircraft that's been involved in two very tragic accidents.
Crashes, including one Sunday in Ethiopia that took 157 lives, including 8 Americans, have raised questions about the plane's flight control system. President Trump yesterday reportedly spoke with the Boeing CEO, who expressed confidence in the safety of the 737 MAX. Political chaos in the UK. British lawmakers have now rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit divorce deal for a second time. That means a delay in the UK's scheduled departure from the European Union in 16 days is all but inevitable. It also creates political and business turmoil. The defeat yesterday adds to a process that has already cost banks and companies billions. Ms. May spoke after the vote.
Let me be clear. Voting against leaving without a deal and for an extension does not solve the problems we face.
The deal was meant to set the terms of the end of the UK's decades-long membership in the EU, which represents half of all British trade. The most likely outcome now is an extension of negotiations. Some other EU governments favor an extension to the end of the year or longer to allow the British to sort themselves out. Lawmakers today will vote on whether to exit the EU with no deal at all. It's 11 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Don't forget, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well, at Gordon Deal. In the opening months of the new Congress, it's becoming clear that left-wing members of the House of Representatives, such as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York City and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, hold more power within the caucus than the party's majority makers. Members in leadership and the committee chairs hold immeasurable influence, at least on paper, but Josh Kraushaar, politics editor at National Journal, says the allure of identity politics is proving to be more consequential. Josh, how so?
Well, we saw in the last week Democrats struggling amongst themselves on how to police anti-Semitic rhetoric from one of their freshman congressmen, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. And what once looked like a pretty easy resolution to the conflict, promoting a resolution that specifically condemned anti-Semitism of any kind, turned into this watered-down grab bag of sort of anti-hate and any kind of discrimination or blatant bigotry, prompted quite a backlash internally among Jewish Democrats, among moderate Democrats, to the point where, you know, there is a blatant disagreement on how to handle some of the more insensitive anti-Semitic rhetoric from some of the more progressive far-left colleagues the Democrats have.
All right, so what kind of divide has this created among Democrats in the party?
Well, it is a divide that reflects the other splits that we're seeing in the first couple months of the new Congress. You have a small number of outspoken progressives led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but also joined by a few others, including Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and a couple others as well. But they're exerting quite a bit of power, reflective of that kind of is much more significant than their numbers in the caucus. And then you have the majority of the party, including its leadership, including its committee chairs, that are usually the ones that call the shots, but they've been rendered speechless. They've been rendered vulnerable in the wake of Omar's comments. And the progressives are the ones that raised holy hell about a resolution that would specifically condemn anti-Semitism, but they're the ones that won out. They defeated the more powerful members of leadership and the committee chairs of the Democratic Party.
So this new group that you referenced, like AOC and Congresswoman Tlaib or Omar, do they actually have power or just the ability to grab media headlines?
No, they have power because they have the ability to get media headlines. Ocasio-Cortez now has more Twitter followers than Nancy Pelosi. Anything she says on Twitter or in a public setting generally generates headlines. So it's soft power. It's the power not by title or not by how much influence you have on paper, but the ability for her to set the conversation within the Democratic Party with a click of a tweet. It is a great deal of power. It's what we've seen with President Trump and his ability to set the media conversation with anything he says or with one click of the mouse on Twitter.
Speaking with Josh Kraushaar, politics editor at National Journal. He's written a piece entitled Democrats Failing the Tolerance Test. So what happens in the coming weeks or months when something else controversial like this happens?
Well, that's the big question, and it's the challenge that faces Democratic leaders. They're worried. They're already planning for the next time Congresswoman Omar says something that is anti-Semitic or deals in these anti-Semitic tropes when speaking about Israel. They're expecting it to happen. She didn't apologize, by the way, for this latest slip-up. And the big question is, do the party leaders try to push it under the rug, ignore the problem, and do what Trump and a lot of Republicans have done when there's controversy, or do they actually increase the punishment and say, look, she didn't mean it the first time. Maybe she didn't know what she was saying, but she clearly knows how potent and bigoted this language is now, and we're going to have to do something about it. A lot of Democrats I've talked to that are on the more moderate wing of the party are very pessimistic that after the progressive sort of won this intra-party battle over Omar, that there's going to be any appetite for punishment for dealing with another conflict relating to her comments. And they're sort of resigned to the fact that this may get brushed under the rug if she says something bigoted in the future.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Krauss-Haar, politics editor at National Journal. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, a fast-moving college admissions scandal moved from bombshell indictments to guilty pleas in a matter of hours, yet the full fallout from the federal case against the rich and famous could take months to unfold. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin headline a list of some 50 people charged in a scheme to cheat the admissions process at 8 schools. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says the parents bribed college coaches and other insiders to get their children into selective schools.
Throughout the investigation and our investigation of each of these targets, we have not seen the schools as co-conspirators with this activity.
At the center of the scheme was admissions consultant William Singer, founder of the Edge College and Career Network of Newport Beach, California. Much of the world, including the entire European Union, has grounded the Boeing jetliner involved in the Ethiopian Airlines crash or banned it from their airspace, leaving the U.S. as one of the few remaining operators of the plane involved in 2 deadly accidents in 5 months. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says the FAA should also take action.
The 737 MAX 8 should be immediately grounded until the FAA can assure us that they are safe.
The European Aviation Safety Agency took steps to keep the Boeing 737 MAX 8 out of the air, joining Asian and Middle Eastern governments. Britain's departure from the European Union has been thrown into chaos and doubt as Parliament delivered a crushing double blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit divorce deal and to her authority as leader. Lawmakers rejected the deal, 391 to 242, ignoring May's entreaties to back the agreement.
I profoundly regret the decision that this House has taken.
Top EU officials warned that a defeat increased the chances of a chaotic no-deal Brexit exit, which could mean major disruption for businesses and people in the UK. Odell Beckham Jr. is about to run a deep route out of New Jersey and straight into Cleveland. The superstar wide receiver bound for the Browns to be a target for quarterback Baker Mayfield as the centerpiece of a blockbuster trade. And the Browns are sending first and third round draft picks along with safety Jabril Peppers to the Giants for Beckham, one of the NFL's top players.
Whoa. I was about to go to bed last night. My daughter yells, Dad! I said, what? She said, the Giants have traded Odell. That's the only player she can name in the NFL.
Oh, okay. Well,
I thought, what? I checked my phone. I couldn't believe it.
Rumors are around. Yep.
Thank you, Jen. 23 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Glad you're with us. Welcome into Wednesday. You grab your keys, your smartphone, and your wallet when you leave the house, right? Would it be such a disaster if you left your wallet behind? In the not-too-distant future, it may not be. Ed Begg, tech columnist at USA Today, says your physical wallet is on borrowed time. Ed, explain.
What do you grab in the morning, right? Your keys, your smartphone, and the wallet. Well, guess what? Your phone now might be your keys, at least in some cases, and certainly it can become the wallet in terms of paying for stuff. You know, we have things like, you know, Apple Pay, and Google's got their version, and Samsung's got their version. So there's a lot of ways that the phone is giving you digital alternatives to what the physical wallet provides or has provided traditionally.
You know, you referenced even getting on an airplane. You show your boarding pass on your phone.
Yep.
They scan that. But along those lines, then, what about when you show your ID, like your driver's license? Will they accept that on your phone?
Not yet, but that's coming. We have a number of states now that have pilots with digital driver's licenses. We're not there yet, you know, in terms of being able to use them not only for a traffic stop, but as you suggest, for ID. I mean, how many places do you use your license, you know, if you're underage, to prove that you can have a drink in a bar or certainly at the airport? And again, God forbid you're pulled over on a traffic stop. We still need, in most cases, to pull out our physical wallets, which are physical license, which are in our wallets. That's beginning to change, but it's going to take a little while.
Yeah. So how about the wallet, just almost as a psychological crutch?
Well, again, you know, changing behavior is difficult. You know, we do things, we've been doing it the same way for years and years. In fact, some version of a wallet actually dates back to ancient Greece. Now, I don't think it's the George Costanza billfold. I don't think Julius Caesar had a, or whomever was ruling Greece. Actually, Julius Caesar was not Greece. So bad analogy, but you get the point.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So the how about the security aspect of it all, too?
Well, that seems to be the biggest hurdle for a lot of people. They worry about security. But in fact, you know, certainly for something like mobile payments, a wallet or is less secure. Think about it. You hand your credit card to a waiter or you know, some store, they can look at all the information that's on that card. With a smartphone, first of all, you're not going to literally give the phone up to somebody, but you have all sorts of security baked in there.
Yeah. We're speaking with Ed Begg, technology columnist at USA Today. His piece is called "The Wallet as You Know It May Be Dying," because we can do so many things on our phone right now. I don't know how many years left on the wallet's life would you give?
Oh, I still think we have a few years. You know, we ask consumers that question, and most people still think the wallet's going to be around for a while. But, you know, within 3 to 5 years, there's a good chance you won't have to cart that thing around anymore. You'll just have your phone or maybe even a lot of it on your watch or some of the wearable.
Ed Begg, technology columnist at USA Today. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. With all the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where my data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk. You're being tracked online by social media sites, marketing companies, and your mobile or internet provider. Not only can they record your browsing history, but they often sell it to other corporations who want to profit from your info. That's why I decided to take back my privacy by using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of my computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. So if you ever use public Wi-Fi and want to keep hackers and spies from seeing your data, ExpressVPN is the solution. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gordon. That's expressvpn.com/Gordon for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gordon to learn more.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome in, Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koschenka. It is Wednesday, March 13. Some of our top stories and headlines, dozens charged, including a couple of well-known actresses in a college admissions cheating scandal. Paul Manafort faces another sentencing today. The plane's getting battered by a blizzard. Watch for flight problems. California is freezing the death penalty. An internal review finds the Navy and its partners under cyber siege by Chinese hackers. And as NFL free agency begins in earnest today, the Giants trade Odell Beckham to the Browns, and the Jets expected to sign Le'Veon Bell. Companies that deliver food say discounts help attract users and encourage them to order more frequently. But those offers can also lead diners to hop from one service to the next, searching for the most generous coupon. And consumer surveys show that younger users lack loyalty. That's why Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Hatton says food delivery companies are racing to convert customers first lured by discounts into habitual, high-value users.
So a lot of people have tried delivery at this point, food delivery, and often it's through promotions, coupons, other deals that give them, you know, free waives the delivery service fees or other promotions. But what companies really want to do is try to coax users away from those promotions to get them to be sticky and to keep coming back even without those promotional goodies. So one way they're certainly doing it is taking a page from Amazon with its Prime program and trying to convert them into subscribers. So a number of these delivery services like Instacart, Shipt, DoorDash now have subscription programs that if you reach a minimum order amount on your delivery, they will waive the fee as long as you're paying this annual amount. So, for example, with Shipt, it's $99 a year, that if as long as you reach $35 a month, $35 for your order, it's free. And so one woman I talked to, she really loves Shipt and because of this membership program, but with the restaurant delivery services, she's still really looking for those bargains and promotions. So the companies really have to try to figure out how to wean folks away from those.
Yeah, because this is growing, right? I mean, the popularity of delivery services is red hot right now.
Indeed. I mean, there's so many players involved in this, outside players who are working with both restaurateurs and grocery chains to try to offer this service, so to offer quick delivery and to try to keep it low cost. Currently, it is much more lower cost for most orders than it actually costs to provide the service, so that's part of the problem. They're trying to move away from just subsidizing these restaurant orders to actually making them a bit more sustainable and profitable.
Mm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Haddon about food delivery services. You said, too, recent trouble in the meal kit business offers a cautionary tale. How so? Explain.
So meal kits really attracted a lot of investment and popularity beginning in 2011. Obviously, brands like Blue Apron, and some others really got quite popular, but keeping this business model going and making it profitable has been really difficult. So Blue Apron has had a lot of struggles in profitability and also losing customers. And interestingly, they have used a subscription model, and they're actually looking to move away from that subscription model to offer more on-demand. So either you're a Weight Watchers subscriber, you can order some of these meals or getting them in your grocery store. So they see flexibility as a key to try to improve this model because subscriptions for this whole new type of food offering, so you're getting boxes of ingredients that you have to cook with a recipe, it's been difficult to make it sticky. So the food delivery services on the restaurant and grocery side, they say at least we are something people are used to. People are, of course, used to going to the grocery store. They're used to going to restaurants. So there's some familiarity here, but it's just about getting it to be profitable.
And are grocery stores and restaurants, I guess, in the best position to advance this right now?
They're certainly trying. No, everyone will say that no one has the silver bullet for this. This is true the world over. No one has totally figured out how to make this profitable currently. The hope is that eventually, in the long term, they will figure out some of the economics, that volume growth will help. But at this point, it's been shaky in the beginning. But this is where customers are. This is what they want. They want food brought to their home quickly and easily and as cheaply as possible.
I was surprised. It was the chart you included with your story said like 6% of people like order restaurant delivery daily. That seems like a lot.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, especially in the big cities where these companies have been around for a long time, people have just gotten used to it.
It's Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Haddon. DoorDash, by the way, last year launched a subscription service that waives delivery charges on orders of at least $15 for a monthly fee. The company says more than 30,000 customers have been signing up for the service each week. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome into Wednesday. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, let's hope that this is becoming a trend. We told you last week about the pilot of a stranded flight in Canada who treated the whole plane to pizza to keep passengers from losing their cool. Now, passengers on a delayed Tulsa flight on Monday received quite the surprise from their pilot. United Airlines Flight 6329 headed from Tulsa to Houston had maintenance issues. That delayed delayed the flight for several hours. While passengers were sitting on the plane, the pilot, named Matthew, announced that he was getting burgers for everyone on the plane. He then went into the airport and bought more than 70 burgers from Fat Guy's Burger Bar. The flight eventually landed about 5 hours late in Houston, but at least the passengers could save time and skip dinner.
Mm.
Now, this is great. And
yeah, keep it up.
Right, and I hope this is becoming a trend, right? But here's the annoying thing if you're a passenger in a situation like this. They were so close to the terminal that the pilot could get out, walk into the terminal, and bring back burgers. What we want is for them to go back to the terminal and let us off of the plane.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And this is the thing that drives passengers crazy. And I know there's all kinds of logistical issues. They got to get the next plane in there and all that kind of stuff. But if there's a way for us to get back in the terminal, we prefer to go buy our own burgers and sit comfortably in the terminal rather than on the plane.
So how about this?
Yeah.
Canadian pizza versus burgers from Tulsa.
Yeah.
Really no-brainer.
Right.
Right, if you're trying to decide, well, which one might be better.
Right.
But let me throw this at you.
Yes.
Would you rather have free booze?
Oh, I see what you're saying. See, well, I think most passengers would probably say yes, but the airlines would say no. That's no thanks. We'd rather feed you than get you liquored up on the plane before we even take off.
Right. They're already aggravated.
Yes.
Now let's put booze in them. Probably not a good deal.
If you put a vote to the passengers, I think most of them would say yes on that.
Yeah, I love the idea of the burgers, though.
Yes. And the Giants.
Because you also might get the food coma. So the pilot may be thinking about that.
Yes.
I'll get a burger in them.
Right.
They'll have, you know, bricks in their stomach, essentially.
Right.
And they'll sleep.
Booze, have the opposite effect if things are not kept in check. And the Giants, you may have heard, Gordon traded Odell Beckham Jr. to the Browns last night. Social media, as you might imagine, had a few things to say about it. Cleveland Browns players and fans are ecstatic, of course. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield couldn't wait to post on Instagram, obviously excited to have a shiny new toy to throw touchdowns to this fall. NFL insiders and Giants fans, however, had a somewhat different reaction, calling the team beyond clueless, a complete embarrassing disaster, and an expansion team with a 38-year-old quarterback. Fans posted so many crying Michael Jordan memes, you'd think it was MJ that was just traded from New York. Others hoped that this was an early April Fool's joke, and one NFL News Twitter account perhaps summed it up best when it tweeted, "The Jets are no longer the circus in New York, it's the Giants."
Ah.
How about that? And I'm hearing that your Jets might have a new running back today. We might hear about that.
Right.
From Pittsburgh.
Hoping for Le'Veon Bell. But, in all fairness.
Yeah.
I do think the Jets will manage to take the circus title back in some way, shape, or form.
So the circus is just in hibernation, and come fall, it'll be back. Three rings at least.
What does this do for you fantasy football junkies?
Probably for Odell Beckham, his value, I think it probably increases it. I hate to say it.
Wow.
I love Eli Manning.
Yeah.
You know, he's my guy.
Yeah, I know.
But I think it's going to do wonders for Mr. Beckham.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour. No one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
I used to have a sweet tooth, had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Thanks for joining us. Trouble falling asleep and staying asleep at night? NBC News has some tips to improve your shut eye. Number one, consider meditation. You've heard this advice ad nauseum. Meditation can be as simple as sitting in a quiet space and taking meaningful, deliberate breaths, or listening to your favorite music for 5 minutes. For some guidance, try an app like Headspace. Number two, eliminate allergens from your bedroom to help keep windows closed during peak pollen seasons, among other things. Also, any HEPA air filter will help you combat mold and animal dander. Also, a dust mite cover that zips around your mattress and box spring. Number three, avoid blue light like smartphones and light bulbs. Number four, eliminate drama right before sleep. A spike in cortisol, also known as the stress hormone, can contribute to an inability to fall asleep. And number five, keep cool. Room temperature should be kept on the cooler side, generally below 70 degrees. It's 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koschenka is back with more of America's First News.
Court and federal prosecutors have charged dozens of wealthy parents, including prominent law and business figures and two Hollywood actresses, with using bribes, bogus entrance exam scores, and faked athletic achievements to get their children admitted to elite colleges. Joseph Bonavolanta is special agent in charge of the FBI's Boston field office.
We believe everyone charged here today had a role in fostering a culture of corruption and greed that created an uneven playing field for students trying to get into these schools the right way.
The case was the result of a 10-month multi-agency federal investigation. In the days since an Ethiopian Airlines plane crashed after taking off for Nairobi and killed all 157 people aboard, there have been many questions, but not a lot of answers. That absence of information has led dozens of countries to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8. Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the U.S. should, too.
The Senate has a responsibility to help oversee our aircraft industry, and this is something I think ought to be done.
The FAA continues to back the plane's airworthiness, saying it is reviewing all available data. The most senior Catholic convicted of child sex abuse was sentenced today to 6 years in prison for molesting two choir boys in an Australian cathedral, in a crime the judge said showed staggering arrogance. Victoria State Court Chief Peter Kidd sentenced Cardinal George Pell to serve a minimum of 3 years and 8 months before he's eligible for parole.
You continue to offend with callous indifference to the victim's obvious distress and objections. At some point during the episode, you even told your victims to be quiet because they were crying.
The five convictions against Pell carried a maximum possible sentence of 10 years each. Nearly 50 years after they were collected during the Apollo missions, NASA will finally open a series of samples brought back from the surface of the moon. The space agency has selected two teams to analyze the materials from Apollo 15 and 17, some of which have never been opened on Earth. Scientists will investigate the lunar samples to better understand the abundance of organic compounds on the moon and how these materials withstand the effects of cosmic rays.
Wonder why the delay?
I don't know. Didn't really say.
We got to figure out now if we're going to be able to grow stuff.
On the moon.
Get those vegetables going, some fruit trees.
Thanks, Jen.
6 minutes now in front of the hour. Thanks for being with us. A man in North Carolina paid a good deed forward in honor of his late stepbrother, Joshua Zamora, a Marine veteran who recently took his own life over post-traumatic stress disorder. Jonathan Full and his brother Stephen were having a meal with their children at a Chick-fil-A in Durham when they decided to surprise a group of 11 servicemen with the generous gesture of paying their bill in remembrance of Joshua and to raise awareness of PTSD. Stephen Full told Fox News, "We wanted to use it as a teaching moment for our boys to show respect and honor for the men and women that fight for this country every day to take care of the people that take care of you." Now, the brothers hope to raise greater awareness, support, and discussion of the disorder. Though the military personnel initially refused the man's offer, they changed their minds when Jonathan explained that it was important for him to do so in Joshua's honor. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.